Several of you have asked the question of how to deliver key knowledge and information without resorting to the tired reading and comprehension questions default position. I've recently seen two lovely ideas which enable pupils to develop their knowledge in fresh and engaging ways. In the first lesson, GCSE pupils needed to understand the different denominational perspectives of the Eucharist. Pupils needed to learn key terms such as transubstantiation, consubstantiation, and memorialism. Pupils were presented with a mystery, a puzzle, where they were given four character cards with information from that person's perspective. Pupils read these cards, decided on their denomination, and then went on a gallery walk where they were to find detailed definitions of the different interpretations of the Eucharist. Using a combination of their prior knowledge and their analysis of the character cards, pupils needed to work out which definition reflected their position. This was a highly successful activity which turned a potentially dry and off-putting topic into one where pupils were engaged and thinking for themselves. An activity such as this one has many benefits. Pupils are using prior knowledge and synthesising new information. They're moving around the class at their own speed, benefiting those pupils who need to move or just need oxygen. They're collecting information in a motivational manner and working out the mystery through using their higher order thinking skills. They're thinking dialogically, comparing and revising answers with each other. An activity like this is easily subtly differentiated based on the information given in the initial character cards. Another approach was given in a lesson on Hajj where pupils had no known prior knowledge. One outgoing G&T pupil was given a sheet of questions and answers to read beforehand. The rest of the class was given a sheet of questions with brief multiple choice answers. The G&T pupil acted in role as an expert as various pupils asked him the set questions. All pupils were involved, so they needed to ring the correct answer on their sheet. Differentiation was provided through the request that pupils were to add as much detail to their multiple choice answer as possible. This ensured that all pupils came away with the bare bones answers, with those capable of much more with a rich written answer. It kept pupils on task also. This strategy focused on developing pupils' auditory comprehension and made a great alternative to reading a sheet.